Veselja, veselja, na veseli ljuden. Jak ve meni znate, jak ve meni znate, kolež moje buden. Jak ve meni znate, jak ve meni znate, kolež moje buden.
From Edmonton, Alberta, from their CD Beauty is Not Contagious, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Visit Yabko, and that translates as the hanging apple. And if you've got an apple tree in your backyard like I do, you've got lots of those hanging around. І таким веселим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павіна Макорі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступного дня послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павіна Демчик-Макорі, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar's going to be along with a very seasonal recipe, seeing it as it is a Thanksgiving weekend. And Keith Perron will be along with a couple of news stories, scandal involving organ trafficking in Ukraine, and as well a shift in energy policy to reduce dependence on Russian gas. As well, Irena Bell from the Ukrainian program in Ottawa will be along to tell us all about when Kiev was Europe's largest city. So stay tuned for all of that. We'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And since I mentioned earlier, it is Thanksgiving weekend here in Canada, and we started out with a song about apples, which is very seasonal, and we're going to continue with Kalena, because Sylvia is going to be talking about that, and also we've got a couple of great songs on that theme, Kalena, of course, being cranberry. Here now is Rosava from Ukraine with Oyna Hori Kalena.
Чубарики, чубарики, калина, там дівчина. Червона калина похилилася, чогось наша славна Україна зажурилася. А ми тую червону калину підіймемо, а ми нашу славну Україну гей-гей розвеселимо. А ми тую червону калину підіймемо, а ми нашу славну Україну і розвеселимо.
And that was a group called Vizerunke Shlakhiv from Ukraine from back some time ago. That was recorded in 1973, and that is from that wonderful CD that I picked up in Ukraine this summer of 200 MP3s. And that also is the CD that you heard earlier, Rosava, with their Kalina themed song. And before Vizerunke Shlakhiv, you heard Sonia from Nashville, Tennessee, from her CD Vid Shcheroho Serdcia, from the heart, and Oy Uluzi Chervona Kalina. Well, now that we've got all these Kalina gathered, that was three songs, so we must have our baskets full and overflowing with Kalina. So why don't we just take a break now and let Sylvia give us some suggestions on what to do with them.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello, I've had the glorious opportunity to stand under a Kalina or high bush cranberry tree. In 2003, when I was visiting western Ukraine, I found my grandmother's property in beautiful Chernivtsi. It was quite an emotional experience for me, and I'll have the wonderful memory for the rest of my life. It's well known that cranberries have health benefits. Cranberries have tannins or compounds that keep bacteria from binding to cells, thus preventing them from multiplying and causing infections. Tannins are also antioxidants that bond with free radical compounds that damage the body and reduce their energy level so that they're less harmful. Studies indicate that on a per-serving basis, cranberry juice, sweetened dried cranberries, cranberry sauce, and cooked cranberries have comparable amounts of tannins, so eat and cook with cranberries whenever you can. Here's a great recipe for cranberry pastries you'll love. You'll need the following ingredients: 3 cups flour, 1 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon salt, 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1 cup butter, 2 eggs, 1 cup half and half, 2 tablespoons flour, and 1 cup of sugar, 3 cups of cranberry. Place the dry ingredients in a large bowl and rub in cold cubed butter as for pies. Beat the eggs and the half and half, cream together, and add to the flour mixture. Knead lightly and chill for 2 hours. Mix the 2 tablespoons flour with 1 cup of sugar and set aside. Break off small amounts of dough and roll out on a lightly floured work surface to about 5-inch rounds. Place 2 tablespoons of cranberries in the center and sprinkle with 1 tablespoon of the sugar flour mixture. Place dough around the filling to form an open form tart with an open center. Place tarts on a cookie sheet. Bake at 350 degrees until golden, about 20 to 25 minutes. These pastries can also be made with puff pastry or raised yeast dough and filled with any desired savory fillings. Whatever the filling, these pastries that we Ukrainians call pereshke are just delicious. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ще дим до скаче, а
And of course, we know how well kalena or cranberry goes with turkey, which was one of the types of poultry mentioned in that last song, which is sort of the Ukrainian version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And the song is called Kurochka, a song about chicken, but also there's turkey and there's geese and ducks and all kinds of other stuff in there. And that song was by a group called, coincidentally, Kalena. Well, let's stay on the poultry theme. We've got Joseph Pizio now from a CD that we haven't heard from for a while. It's fairly popular here at Nash Holos. It is called Ukrainian Village Music. It's on the Arhuli label. It is historic recordings from 1928 to 1933. And it's available on Amazon, which is where I found it. And here is Joseph Pizio now with Ruzha Kachke Zahanyala. Ruzha drove the ducks to the pen. Thank you.
Zelený burečok, zelenenka hyčka, zváte mene kozačok, bo ja nevylička.
Zváte mene kozačok, bo ja nevylička.
Blíz porova ne pidu, bo boju sa voka.
А я жита не жила, та й жати не буду. А я жита не жила, та й жати не буду. Червоненький бурячок,
червоний,
зелененька гишка. Сватай мене козачок.
From Ukraine, that was Pikardiska Tertsia from their second anthology CD, and Chervonenke Buryachok, Red Beet. And that is something, a vegetable that you might like to have at your Thanksgiving table, something a little bit different from the usual, but it is certainly very seasonal, and if you combine it with mushrooms, you can make a really wonderful Ukrainian salad. Very, very tasty, and it's something that I did a couple of times myself, and it is a recipe of Sylvia's that she shared with us here in Nash Holos, and I made it when I was in Richmond visiting a couple of artistic friends about a year ago this time, and got together with Joan Brander, who is an Opisinka artist. She's with Baba's Beeswax, and also Marcia Moroz, who is a painter, and we were having a wonderful visit, got together and made this incredible salad, and highly recommend it. It's one that Sylvia shared, as I mentioned, and as with many of her recipes, which maybe are not that familiar, they are all authentic Ukrainian and they are delicious. This one was a real surprise, a very pleasant surprise, and you can find that recipe on the Nash Holos blog. And speaking of mushrooms, here's Harim now with Oy divchena po hrebe chodila.
Дівчина по гриби ходила, зеленому гаю заблудила.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла.
Ой, козаче, молодий гуляю, вивіть мене зеленого гаю.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла.
Конику тримати, а сам пішов дорогу шукати.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла.
Ой, шукав ти до темної ночі, пала роса до сині очі.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that in the 11th century, Kyiv was the biggest city in Europe? Bishop Titmar of Merseburg, a German clergyman of the 11th century, in his chronicles characterized Kyiv as, quote, a big city with more than 400 churches, 8 marketplaces, and uncountable number of citizens, end quote. It has been established that the then population of today's Ukraine capital was 50,000 people, while the population of London at that time was just 20,000. Adam of Bremen, medieval German chronicler, called Kyiv, quote, the competitor of the scepter of Constantinople, the most charming gem of Greece, end quote. This information is from the website of the Embassy of Ukraine in Washington.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, organ selling ring discovered between Ukraine and Israel. Ukraine switches to coal to produce energy to get away from Russian gas. I'm Keith Parent. The selling of human organs for a transplant is something we hear about in the news from time to time. Most reports have been focused on China and other developing and underdeveloped nations. Well, it seems that Ukrainian and Israeli doctors have been involved in such a scandal, and it's causing quite a stir at how this can happen in Eastern Europe. Alexander Balakalov reports.
A ring engaged in selling organs and black transplantology has been exposed in Ukraine. According to the law enforcement agencies, the group consisted of 12 Ukrainian surgeons, allegedly from Shalimo National Institute of Surgery and Transplants, and was headed by an Israeli citizen. Investigators said the group, which was in this illegal business for 3 years, attracted people who were ready to sell their organs from Ukraine, Russia, Moldova, Belarus, and Uzbekistan, and would perform the surgeries in Azerbaijan and Ecuador.
Four leading doctors at the Kyiv clinic, the Shalimov Institute, were involved in this group. It has been established that kidney was removed from almost 50 people through such illegal operations.
The network, which mostly sought kidneys, paid as much as $10,000 per organ to the given party. It is said the recipients, most of them from Israel, paid $100,000 to $200,000 for each transplant, of which between $15,000 to $20,000 would go to the surgeons. According to the Ministry of the Internal Affairs, malefactors have made $40 million out of the renal transplantations. But Shalimov Institute rejects accusations of being involved in black transplant surgery. A lawyer of Shalimov Institute, Oksana Goose, says that at present none of the staff of the institute have been detained or are suspected of being involved in such operations.
Our clinic with 10-year tradition is a leading clinic. It is impossible to perform such operations in this medical establishment to do it at night, bring or take out organs. It is quite absurd.
According to the official data, most of those who sold their organs were poor women in the 18-24 age bracket and were chosen mostly for being young and healthy. A 26-year-old Maria lost her husband a few years ago and had to take care of her daughter and mother. As she had no source of income or social security, she placed an advertisement on the internet about selling her kidney.
I'm at the end of my rope. I will send my kidney and spend the money on my mom's medical bills and my daughter's education.
Whatever the case, the Shalimov National Institute says the official have already declared that clinic surgeons have no role in this case. But the Interior Ministry denies this information, saying that criminal case has been launched against 4 surgeons. Still no names are known.
This is not the first case of body parts sale in Ukraine. In 2007, an Israeli surgeon was extradited from the country for performing performing illegal organ transplants. This year, all have been charged with trafficking of humans for body parts and could face up to 15 years in prison if convicted.
That was Alexandra Molokolop reporting. One of the areas that causes tensions between Russia and Ukraine is the price of gas. Some thermal plants in the country have decided to move away from gas and use coal. Some people see this as a good move, as a way to rely less on Russian gas, but others are worried about the environmental problems it could cause. Dario Digutz reports.
Ukraine transfers 5 thermal power plants from gas to coal to reduce its dependence on increasingly expensive Russian gas. High fuel prices have put the country's economy on the brink of survival. According to Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykola Azarov, replacing natural gas with domestically produced coal will enable Ukraine to reduce the gas imports, saving around $1.2 billion annually.
With implementation of the first 5 projects, one could expect such results as early as the next few years, a major strengthening of the country's energy security, further reduction of natural gas imports by over 3 billion cubic meters annually.
The project of substitution of natural gas for coal is financed by China Development Bank, which allocated around $3.5 billion for these purposes. The plans include both transferring thermal energy facilities for coal along with construction plants rendering coal into gas.
The lion's share of this credit, around $1.5 billion, will be channeled towards constructing the coal conversion plants. Transferring thermal plants for coal will take 5 or even 7 years. The government, however, is talking per now only about 5 plants, which previously burned coal.
Having been a part of the Soviet Union, Ukraine was pushed to use gas in its thermal energy. The less ecological risks were considered as the main reason behind that. Today, ecologists are concerned over the carbon dioxide emissions, which are essential while burning coal.
For sure, we need to reduce dependence on Russian gas. However, the government should support the green energy instead of replacing gas with coal. It will contaminate air, nature, and poison people with extremely dangerous substances.
The authorities, however, state that the up-to-date technologies reduce the risks of environmental pollution. Meanwhile, transferring to coal is seen as a step towards the development of the country's mining industry, which has been severely underfunded for the last decades.
Unable to stand the high natural gas prices, the Ukrainian government focuses on coal as the only alternative fuel source. Possessing one of the largest coal deposits in Europe, it seems to be a solution to a desperate situation.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ой, на горі та жінці жнуть, а попід горою яром долиною козаки йду. Попереду Дорошенко веде своє військо і до Запорізьке хорошенько. Гей, долиною, гей, широкою хорошенько. А позаду сагайдачні, щоб проміняв жінку на тютюн та лук. Hey, долиною, гей, широкою,
And from Ukraine, that was Anatoly Rudenko and the folklore band Kyiv, and a traditional patriotic Ukrainian song, Oy Nahori Zhensi Zhnut, that is Cossacks reaping or harvesting on the hill. And since this is Thanksgiving weekend, I thought that was a good song. It's a great theme. Plus, there is on the cover this group in very colorful, typical Ukrainian costumes, but they're the gentleman, Anatoly Rudenko, presumably, is holding a big pumpkin, a harbuz. And of course, in Ukrainian tradition, a harbuz means more than just a fall vegetable or even jack-o'-lantern. Yes, it can be kind of scary for the guy because what it is, the girl gives the guy a pumpkin, it means she turned down his marriage proposal. So that can be very scary and certainly very unpleasant for the gentleman involved. At any rate, at the back of the cover, he's got his foot on the pumpkin, so I guess he gets the girl in the end. But anyways, that is a harvest song I thought would be nice for this weekend. So speaking of harvest, many things get harvested besides pumpkins, all kinds of different grains. So here is Anichka Naut singing all about a couple of things in her larder, millet and buckwheat and all kinds of things, wonderful fillings for cabbages, another great dish for Thanksgiving dinner. Here is Anichka now from her CD Pohovorit Zimnoyi Povkrinske and a song called Oi Mala Ya U Komori Proso, I Had Millet in the Larder.
Боса, а мій милий хотів мене пити, я ж молода сталася просити. Ось ці же ти, не бий же ти, який же ти, лихий же ти. Як ти лихий, то я лиха, як ти такий, то я така. І вся наша родинонька лихая, і вся наша родинонька такая. Мішечку, а мій милий хотів мене пити, я ж молода сталася просити. Ось ці же ти, не бий же ти, який же ти, лихий же ти, як ти лихий, то я лиха, як ти такий, то я така. І вся наша родинонька лихая, і вся наша родинонька така.
Як ти такий, то я така.
І вся наша родинонька лихая, і вся наша родинонька такая.
Yeah.
чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. Ішов я на пустежі, по меже темне, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. Дівче моє кохане, чи знаєш мої сни, що я тебе кохаю, і сином пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. Дівчина їх почула козацькі місне, то зразу запросила на свіжі пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. А деся із лісу з'ялися вороги, козак із перв'яту сховався в буяни. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. Ніяке вороге взяли собі дівчини і сином пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. Козар кілька заплакав, п'ятячки вороге, він збіг собі дівчини, віддайте пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива як чиню, що несла пироги.
Варенички наварю, милий мій миленький. варенички наварю, голубь мій сивенький. Не балуй, милая, не балуй, милая, не балуй, ухака, моя чорна приваня. Не балуй, милая, не балуй, милая, не балуй, ухака, моя чорна приваня. Ой, мій милий, варенички хоче, ой, мій милий, варенички хоче. Навари, милая, навари, милая, навари, ухака, моя чорна приваня.
Is Ukrainia from Ottawa, Ontario with Varenechke, and before them you heard Kalena with Serum Pereha, two songs about very popular dish in Canada these days, pierogies, varenike, pereha. Thought we'd play two there because it's always that ongoing discussion about which is the right word for this dish. Is it pereha? Is it varenike? Pierogies, whatever. So you got two there for you. Hopefully covers all bases. And it is also something that is made very definitely with grains. So a couple more tunes there on the harvest season topic. So that's a lot of food that we've been cooking up here. So we really need to wash it down with a beverage. Here is Shum now to help us with that. Very best in Ukrainian programming. Tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Saturday in your part of the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs in Vancouver Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB and in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. Radio Malaspina. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at the Nash Holos page at the PCJ website, which is www.pcjmedia.com, as well as at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Що наварив, ти мусиш їсти. And our proverb of the week translates as, whatever you cooked up, you must now eat. That brings us to just about the end of our program. So to take us to the end, the Ukrainian old timers from Winnipeg and one last traditional Ukrainian dish. What good Ukrainian meal would be without it? Ukrainian old timers with Who Stole the Kishka? I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення. Кешку, хоч на кралту кешку, хоч на кралту кешку, а на бочку.